skills. Why I did not go to work today.
This is HDN.
Thursday is such a crazy, lazy day. Thursday has its own peculiar way of saying hey. Sometimes Thursday almost makes you want to run away.
It's the Halifax Daily News, Thursday, October 16th.
How about that Ellie Black, huh? Halifax gymnast placed seventh over the weekend in the balance beam final at the World in China. This is her best placing ever, and certainly puts her in contention come Olympic time. Mm. I mean, it's still a few years away, and of course, she was in the 2012 Olympics. And
How old is she now?
Oh boy, that's a good question.
For a gymnast, if you're over 14, you're over the hill.
Yeah, seriously, I'm not sure. I think she's still in her teens, but she is getting up there, as they say. But anyway,
old timer, hey Ellie.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, congratulations,
yeah.
And keep it coming, Ellie. Keep it coming. If you need some skates sharpened, save them up for this weekend, Saturday, October 18th at Cleves. Get them done there, and all the proceeds go towards stopconcussions.com, trying to prevent concussion-type injuries in sports, especially among young people. And hey, you know what? You can get your skates sharpened for a good cause. So what are your thoughts on the packaging for cigarettes?
No, what are we talking about? Are we talking about the pictures that they put on the the warning labels, the actual packaging?
Everything and everything. In Canada, 75% of the package front and back are with package warnings. We're actually tied for fourth place in the world for the most real estate given to warnings on cigarette packages.
Now, do you think that actually deters people from smoking?
I don't know, but the reason I bring this up is because the Canadian Cancer Society says that plain packaging for tobacco products is the logical next step to curb tobacco marketing, and they say save lives.
Yeah, back in the day, I remember friends of mine, they used to collect them.
Collect them?
Hey, yeah, I have trading cards.
I'll take two emphysemas for a pregnant chick.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
They laugh. I mean, if you're going to smoke, you know, I don't think there's anybody in this world that doesn't realize that smoking is bad for you.
Mm.
So the people that smoke are either highly addicted or they're just stupid.
Hmm.
Or they don't care. They're young and they think that they're going to live forever and it doesn't matter. So you can put pictures of anything on there. It almost was hey, have you seen the new pictures? Woo, that's gross. It actually shows an autopsy lung. Ugh, great. Pass me a smoke.
Yeah.
I don't think that stopped people from smoking. I don't know. Maybe they've got the statistics that say that it does, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and perhaps it's the plain packaging that will be the next step. Is apparently it worked in Australia. Now, when I say plain packaging, that means tobacco company colors, logo, design wouldn't be allowed at all. The health warnings would still appear on plain packages.
Yeah.
And I guess some of the numbers from Australia show that smoking fell sharply since just plain olive brown packaging was introduced in that nation.
I completely agree with that.
Yeah?
Because people take pride. It's silly. It's almost like a sports team. People take pride in the type of cigarette they smoke.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be a big conversation. Hey, what do you smoke? Oh, my Player's Light. Oh, really? How about you? I'm a Du Maurier man. I'm a Marlboro man. I'm people backed their brand and they stuck to it. It's like beer, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really, there's not all that much difference in the taste of the most popular beers in this country.
Right.
But you talk to a Moosehead drinker and they will stick with Moosehead and they're Moosehead through and through. Right. I love my Alexander Keith's, you know, that's the best part of this. And you get your brand, you're familiar with your brand, and you feel comfortable with your brand. I like this idea.
Interesting. Well, yeah, some of the senior policy analysts over at the Canadian Cancer Society, I mean, really, they're calling the cigarette package pretty much the last bastion of advertising. It's mini billboards promoting tobacco use, they say.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting. Like I said, it, you know, certainly worked in Australia where the numbers went down, but...
Now, can I just take a moment to do a little rant that I've done already, because it's starting to heat up, and I really hate what is happening when it comes to these e-cigarettes.
Well, that's the next thing that's going to be targeted. The province, in their speech from the throne when they started this session of the legislature, said, we're going to treat these things just like cigarettes.
I want to know one question. Mm-hmm. I want one question answered. Why? Are they doing it because it might lead to smoking?
Promote
like,
smoking.
Like candy cigarettes? Well, we're not kids. There's not enough testing on it. Really? I think that every child that has a cough, that has a vaporizer in their room, has tested it. Because that's what this is. It's water vapor.
Mm.
You get these people that either don't smoke or they're ex-smokers, and they just don't like people getting around, finding a way to smoke. They had to quit. They don't like it. Smoking is bad. So now it's like, well, I don't want him smoking because I don't like the act of smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason. And they're inflicting their will on other people. It just bothers me that they immediately ban something like this and they say we need further testing. I don't believe there was ever any testing done on chocolate sauce.
And if there was, I would have been the first in line
to sign up for this. Yeah.
But make no, the government is on record as saying that these e-cigarettes normalize the act of smoking. That's why.
You know what? They could replace the act of smoking. And if they're safer and they don't cause cancer of the lungs and blah, 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 the list of all these things that cigarettes do, then they should actually be promoted rather than put in the same category of cigarettes. They're not a gateway. They're an alternative. If people are smoking and they change to water vapor and that gets them off cigarettes, I think that's a good thing. Well, I don't think very many people are going to pick up e-cigarettes and go, yeah, I like these. These are really cool. I love blowing smoke. I need something more, though. I know. I'm going to burn leaves and give myself cancer because that's going to be so much better than this. That's bullshit. The only reason, and I said this from the very beginning, that they're cutting down on this is because they're not making any money off of it. Yeah. They're making money off the tobacco companies. And if the government wanted tobacco, if tobacco was so horrible, then you would ban it. And the second the government bans tobacco, no more tobacco. It is illegal to be smoking a cigarette, and it's pretty damn easy to spot somebody smoking a cigarette nowadays. Make it completely illegal, right across the board, and it would be done with. But the governments aren't going to do that because they're making too much money off of it.
That's right.
And e-cigarettes are moving into their market. It's like the damn mafia here. Oh, we don't want these e-cigarettes because we got a good thing with the tobacco here. Because every time we raise taxes, we can raise taxes on tobacco because no one will give a damn. Because nobody likes smoking. So we'll just tax the living daylights out of smokers. But if something comes in that's actually going to replace smoking, we want to ban that. We want to make that illegal. We'll put it in the same category as smoking.
Mm.
Bullshit. And the reason it bothers me is because it's happening right in front of our very eyes. We're Canadian citizens and our governments are doing it. And they're doing it under the guise of, well, we're doing this because it's good for you. They're treating people, they're treating human beings like kids. Well, we can't have toy guns in the hands of kids because that might actually lead to them using real guns. And we can't have toy cigarettes and candy cigarettes because it might lead to them smoking. You know what? I went along with all of that because it's kids and they're easily influenced by that type of thing. You know, they're trying to imitate people by smoking candy cigarettes or they're walking around with guns. I understand that. But when it comes to e-cigarettes, little kids aren't going to be smoking them. You know, it's a drug.
Yeah.
But if an adult is smoking an e-cigarette, for them to say that it legitimizes smoking cigarette, that is such bullshit. And I think it's time that we rise up. I don't even smoke the damn things, but it's our human rights. It bothers me when the government is just, they're trying to continue taxing cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
So, two things I want in a nutshell, and I've ranted long enough. One, if cigarettes are so bad, and it's been proven for years that they're so bad, then make them completely illegal and ban the damn thing.
Fish or cut bait.
Put the tobacco companies and industry out of business. You know, if somebody wants to grow tobacco in their backyard, roll it up, dry it in the basement and smoke it themselves, then fill your boots.
Mm.
But that's how you stop smoking. Shit or get off the pot, government. If you don't like cigarette smoking, then ban it. I dare you. But don't start banning e-cigarettes because they're encroaching in your territory. If anything, tell these smokers to go to e-cigarettes because it's better for you. If down the road it's proven that they're bad for you, which I highly doubt, then that's the exact same boat that we're in with cigarettes. Because the only difference is we know that cigarettes are bad for you, but yet you continue to peddle them. Thank you. End of rant.
Well, I would say within the next year or so, you're going to see legislation come in that will, like I said, e-cigarettes will be hidden from store shelves, the plain packaging, the health warnings, the whole nine yards.
And why is this?
Well, because the government says it normalizes and legitimizes smoking, glamorizes it perhaps.
So do you see where I'm coming from?
Oh, absolutely.
And do you agree with me that if cigarette smoking is bad?
Oh, it's the ultimate in hypocrisy is what it is. The ultimate.
But huge lobby group.
Yeah.
The tobacco industry
is big.
It's not just the tobacco industry. It's all the tax that the government makes on top of the cigarettes. So if cigarette smoking is really that bad, then put an end to it.
Well, an interesting story coming out of Fredericton that's going to have, I'm sure, some interesting consequences. A gentleman by the name of Ron Murray lives in Fredericton, got more than he bargained for when he picked up a cup of coffee from McDonald's on his way to work this week. He was sipping his coffee on Monday from the Prospect Street location, and then he got to the bottom of the cup. He says, I always take the lid off to get that last sip of coffee. This time around, he did that, looked down, and says he saw a mouse. Not just the mouse left a few little presents at the bottom of the cup as well. And then he showed a few of his coworkers what he'd been, what had been found. Now, one of his colleagues said...
Oh, I got to stop you here.
Oh, I know.
Okay, continue now.
Yeah, he said he felt a little queasy.
Oh.
But he had coworkers that were there with him the entire time he was drinking the coffee and said, you know what, unless I'd been there and seen Ron drink that whole coffee down to the last drop, I would have been like, you're lying. But no, it was...
Oh my God. Yeah. I've had a coffee and there was a fly, like a full-size house fly at the bottom. You know, when you finish the coffee.
There's
something in there. And you took off the lid and there was a fly. That grossed me out so much. Imagine finding a mouse.
Oh my God. I cannot imagine.
I'm about to heave.
Yeah, so was Ron. For their part, McDonald's is investigating. They say that they have no pest control issues in that particular Fredericton location and that they take their customer safety. That's the utmost importance to them. Blah, 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 blah. I have a feeling Ron just became a very rich man.
Yeah. And the thing about something like that, you can't really blame McDonald's because that is an isolated case. Think about
how many billions
of coffees they serve on a daily basis.
Oh, exactly.
Obviously, the mouse crawled into the cup and whatever employee was there didn't look and just filled it up with coffee. You know, it was probably dead or maybe it wasn't. And although it's a good thing McDonald's coffee is so hot. I think the mouse will sue now, too. But
yeah, the mouse is lining up for his lawsuit as well.
Oh, but that's, yuck. Oh,
And finally, just a heads up coming up this weekend, a couple of things. First of all, it is the curbside pickup weekend for the HRM. So if you have things that you're wanting to get rid of, write out that big sign that says free, put it at the end of the driveway with all of the items on Friday evening and make sure you collect it back up on Sunday. And then
folks... if people haven't taken them.
Yeah, exactly. And also on Sunday, it is the Cobequid Walk for the Health of Our Community. Looking forward to hosting that again this year.
And we are back again tomorrow. That is, Friday already.
Bring it on.
Until then.